USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States budget deficit hit $3 trillion in the last year, putting the financial gap on pace to be the largest annual deficit since World War II. The Congressional Budget Office is estimating the annual deficit could total $3.7 trillion in the fiscal year that ends September 30th. That prediction could total more if lawmakers, when they get back from their summer recess, approve another coronavirus relief package. Convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell is pleading not guilty to sex crimes. A judge also denies her bail, and according to legal analyst Lisa Green,
if you are going to produce a YouTube video, an instructional video on how to look like someone who you can't count on to appear in court for a hearing, it would be based on the facts we read about in the prosecution's case.
Green speaking there on NBC's Today Show. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The burning Navy ship in San Diego is in decent shape despite 3 days of burning.
We've investigated the four main engineering spaces and found no major damage. There is no threat to fuel tanks, which is well below any active fires or heat sources. The ship is stable and the structure is safe.
Expeditionary Strike Group 3 Commander Philip Sobek says helicopters have conducted over 1,200 water bucket drops, which is cooling the structure. The NYPD is putting out the photo of a man accused of throwing paint on the Black Lives Matter sign in front of Trump Tower in New York City. The suspect threw red paint over the letters, which have since been repainted. Following yet another 24 hours plagued by gun violence in the city, these New Yorkers say their tax dollars could be spent much better.
But the Blasio's paying taxes, paying money, watching this, what do you call it, sign here. That's important.
All lives matter, not just black lives. Why are they better than me?
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
In Wilmington, Delaware, former Vice President Joe Biden is unveiling a new clean energy plan.
And as we do this work, we need to be mindful of the historical wrongs and the damage that American industries have done in the 20th century, inflicting environmental harm on the poor and vulnerable communities, so often black and brown and Native American communities. Polluted air, polluted water, toxins raining down from communities that bore the environmental and health burdens, but shared none of the profits. Growing up, breathing that in every day is poison. It's partly why there are such incredible rates of childhood asthma in black and brown communities. Why black Americans are almost three times more likely to die of asthma-related causes than white Americans. It's Cancer Alley in St. James Parish in Louisiana. That's the cancer-causing clusters along Route 9 right here in Delaware. And that's why today I'm also releasing a state of the environment justice policies that build on my existing plan. This is an area of incredible opportunity for economic growth for our country, but we have to make sure that the first people who benefit from this are the people who were most basically hurt by it.
Biden speaking there for about 25 minutes and did not take questions from reporters. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.